It's time for Benedict and Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM, presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Cook a tasty Taco Bravo for just a buck. A la Carrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Good evening and welcome to the Bracken Sports Center here at Parkville, Missouri, as we're getting set for college basketball this evening here on Care Radio in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. The Benedict and Raymond, hosted by Park University. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer and engineer in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counson here courtside tonight. Good to have you along as the 2023-24 season is rapidly drawing toward a conclusion. It is winding down fast with only four games remaining in the regular season. Tom Goodrest announcer, he's getting set to introduce the starters to the crowd on hand. With that in mind, allow me to introduce the starters to you. First of all, four. Joseph, you might let me know too for a little while. Starters tonight, first of all, for Park University, Lady Pine Ridge Center, 14th season head coach Norman Kenneth Cooper Jr. They're going to be starting. Eva Drobniak, she's a 5'7" from Belgrade, Serbia. 5'8" junior from Liberty, Missouri. That's Emma Perry. How about that? See if that doesn't help a little bit, Joseph. Okay, Emma Perry, the 5'8" junior from Liberty, Missouri. Angel Wiggins is from Kansas City, Missouri. She's a senior, 5'8", 5'10" freshman. Navaya Spellman from Kansas City, Missouri, and from Icton, Kent. It's Michaela Ortiz. She is in the middle, a sophomore at 6'2". For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, a bit of a different look for 22nd season head coach Chad Folsom. It'll be Kennedy Nicholson, the 5'6 junior. Lauren Dubert from Beloit, the junior, 5'7". 6'1 junior Jennifer Jacobs, Aaliyah Raines at 5'8 the senior, and Kyra Mishiraka, the 6'3 senior. With that, the ball goes up the tip of the way. It'll be controlled down by the Lady Ravens, and we are underway. Happy to have you along with us. Kind of give you a little bit of the lay of the land. The park basketball floor here in the Breckin Sports Arena is surrounded by a mezzanine around the top, and that is my location for the broadcast here tonight. And we're quickly going to get a Benedictine foul on Kennedy Nicholson. So Nicholson picking up her first foul, and we are less than 15 seconds into the game. It's going to come back in right in front of the BC bench to Park. So seated up in the mezzanine, great place to watch the game down at the floor below us, the scorer's table. A center-mounted, ceiling-mounted scoreboard above. Park with a basketball. They'll dump it over to the left side. Way out over on the edge, it's going to be Emma Perry. Comes out on top. RT steps it back to the right side to Wiggins. She'll head for the baseline. Running shot is up off the window and no good. Rebound tipped out, pulled down. Reigns. Here comes Benedictine. Reigns. Skip pass over to Dubert. She'll drive down. Gets bumped in. No foul called as Gromniak is going to try to steal the ball away. It's going to go out of bounds. They'll say it's off Benedictine. And with 9:20 to go in the opening quarter, neither team has yet put a point on the board. Both coaches on their feet. Kind of getting an idea of what's going on out here. Benedictine in the traveling uniform tonight, of course. The road black uniform with red and white lettering and trim. Home whites for Park with maroon and gold. Here we go. The lob comes out to the top of the key. Dumped over to the right side. All alone. It's going to be Wiggins for three. No good. And an offensive rebound pulled down by Dromniak. She'll dribble it back off on top, back away, little crossover dribble. I'll look over the shoulder at Coach Cooper, and the offense will be underway. Skip pass off the block, running shot with the right hand is going to be up and good. First points of the ball game belong to Spellman, and Park is broken out on top, 2-0. We are a little over a minute into the game. Miss Yaraka with it on top. Left side it goes to Rain. She wants to go underneath the Jacobs. Now Ravens will go to Jacobs. Can't get a shot away. Brings it back out on top. Nicholson. Mishiraka at the high post. Reigns driving to the free throw line. Lobs underneath to Kyra. All alone. Throws that ball so hard and so far. It goes way over the rim. Beyond the backboard. Not even close. And the rebound taken to the other end of the court. Laid up and in by Dropniak. Parks up 4-0. 2 minutes into the game. Benedictine down with it. Here's going to be Dubert. Gets it in the middle. Nicholson feeds it back to Range. She'll spin into the lane. Twist, turn, shoot, and score. Looked like plenty of steps, but no travel called, and Range will have the first points of the game for the Lady Ravens. It is 4-2 Park. Over to the right side again. It's going to be Wiggins. Drives into the left, goes into the lane, has the ball stripped away, able to recover, brings it back on top to drop. The act Benedictine staying in their player defense. 7.5 to go, quarter one. Don't forget the guys' game coming up after this one at about 7:30. So stay around for that one. Also, here's a drive, a lot of contact, and there's going to be a blocking foul. It looked like Reigns had been set for a really, really long time, but the official, a new official, whom I am unfamiliar with, makes that call. We're going to have free throws coming up for Iva Dropniak. Last time these two teams met, up in the Nolan Gymnasium back on the 3rd of January. Here's a free throw up and good. Pushing the Park lead down a 5-2. Benedictine won in that one in a very convincing fashion. 84-61 up in Atchison. Second free throw also perfect. It is 6-2 Park. Benedictine led that night by Kennedy Nicholson. 7-11 from 3. 23 points in the game for Nicholson. Benedictine back on offense, comes out on top. That is going to be Kennedy with it. Driving to the right side, comes back to Jacobs, back to the right, driving in, and the ball is going to be stripped away. Dubert will turn it over. Benedictine with a slow and shaky start. Here's a shot from the top. It's a three wide left. Rebound Nicholson. She'll bring it quickly the other way. Takes it down the left side. Has a slow up. Now her team to join her. Now she's trying to feed in the middle, and Jacobs can't handle a pass. Wiggins is going to take it down the left side. She'll go all the way to the rack, and Miss Jaraka just completely out of control behind the play, reaches across and commits a foul, sending again Park to the free throw line. Benedict making a couple of substitutions. Coming into the Lady Raven lineup, we're going to get Josie, and we're going to get Nicole. Josie Weiser, the 5'11 senior from Jefferson County North out of Northville, Kansas, and Nicole Stork, a 5'11 freshman from Adel, Iowa. First free throw crawls up over the front lip of the rim and good. So Angel Wiggins, her first point of the game. Benedictine trailing it out by 5, and this free throw is short. Rebound tipped around, and Park will come down with it. 3 Ravens down there, 1 player for Park, and she'll take the rebound. And driving into the lane, we're going to have another Benedictine foul. This one is on Josie. Weiser picks up her first. The Lady Ravens have 4 fouls in less than 3.5 minutes into the game. This opening quarter is going to go slowly, so we're going to see a ton of free throws by Park. The shot up will not go in. Still 7-2. Lady Pirates in front. Second free throw is on its way, and she will hit that one. So Drobniak is 3 of 4 at the free throw line, and Benedictine trails in the ball game now 8-2. We're at 6.5 to play in the opening quarter. BC down the right side. Nicholson crosses over underneath the rim. Reverse layup is no good, and we have another whistle and a foul that will put Benedictine at the free throw line. And instead of a clock, Joseph, we may need a calendar to time this game tonight. Still 6:28 to go in the opening quarter. This will be the 7th and 8th free throws of the game already, and it will be no good for Nicholson. Aaliyah Raines with the only 2 points for Benedictine so far. They're down a half dozen. For the Benedictine men and women, it's kind of a... The second free throw is good. Kind of an interesting situation. Nicholson is going to come out. Raines is going to check back in. We long talk about it. Coach Moody coined the phrase a number of years ago. February is moving month. But for the Lady Ravens and Ravens alike, there's just not much moving that's going to be able to happen for them in February. Now coming up the floor, driving down the left side, we're going to get another Benedictine foul. And this is going to be the second one on Raines. She was in the game for less than 10, probably about 6 or 7 seconds, picking up a second foul. Benedictine team foul 5. And at 6:24 to go in the opening quarter, as Raines checks back out of the game, Park will return to the free throw line. And again, it's going to be Drobniak coming to the stripe. She has shot 6 free throws in this game. This is the first one. Lady Ravens are going to bring Michaela Bauman into the game. 5'8 sophomore from Blair, Nebraska, has not gotten a ton of PT this season, but Benedictine is apparently without the help from Allie Kramer tonight. Allie is not only not starting, not suited up, and I do not see her on the bench, so apparently did not make the trip tonight. Don't know why, and as the Ravens try to skip a pass in the middle of Jacobs, we will have a foul on Park and Navis Spillman. Spillman's first foul, Park's second. Ravens will have it in play at their offensive baseline. It is a 9-3 ball game. We're not 4 minutes in yet. And this game is almost 15 minutes old. Pass comes out on top. Here's the 3 for Josie. It's up and good. Josie Weiser gets Benedictine back to within 3, or rather, it's 9-6 now. Back to within 3 at 9-6. Here's a runner from the left side. No good. And on the rebound, another foul. This one is going to be on Park and move along to Michaela Ortiz. 9-6, Park in front, 5:50 to go in the opening quarter. BC will be putting it in play out of the floor for the Lady Ravens right now. Dubert, Weiser, Bauman, Jacobs, and Stork. Bet you never thought we'd see that 5 ever at the same time this year. They're out there right now. Skip pass over to the left side. Josie has it, bounces it into the free throw line. Jacobs takes it down the left side of the lane, twists and turns and puts the underhand shot up and soft. And did she get fouled? I'm sure. Easily could have been called for a travel, but instead she has been fouled by Nava Spellman. It'll be her second, and Jacobs will come to the free throw line. 12 free throws shot in the first 4.5 minutes of the game. Joseph, I hope you don't have late dinner plans tonight. First free throw is going to be up and good for JJ. One more shot coming her way here. She'll take her time out of Cape and Mount Carmel and Wichita. The second free throw too strong. Rebound to go back down. Here comes Park. Lady Ravens trying to go by a pair at 9-7. Pirates with it over to the right side. Way out on the edge. It's going to be Emma Perry. Lobs it over to the left. Drobniak all alone. Set shot three. Too strong. Rebound. Dubert battling for it with Drobniak. And Lauren will commit the foul. And we're going to get more free throw shot. It'll be Lauren's first foul tonight. Benedictine is going to bring Nicholson back into the game. And checking in for the first time tonight for Park University is going to be Moscow, Russia native, 5'11" sophomore, Kate Sokolova. Free throw, Drobniak got that one. Eight free throws for Drobniak in less than 5 minutes of this game. Second shot is no good. Here comes Benedictine. Goodness, Joseph. It is 10-7. Park. 5:10 to go. Quarter number one. And up top side with it, it's going to be a jump ball called as Benedictine gets tied up. And Michaela Bauman will turn it over. It'll come back into the Pirates right in front of the Park bench. Handful of Benedictine fans have made the easy trip to Parkville tonight. Pirates with the ball all the way to the baseline. The feet of the left block. Kick back out on top. Driving in is going to be Wiggins. Back over to the left side to Perry. She'll take it down the right side of the lane. Out on top. Three-point shot. Well long. Rebounding it down. Nicholson. Sokolova unable to knock that one down. And BC into the forecourt. Top side is going to be Nicole. She'll look into the middle. Tries to go to JJ, but the pass anticipated and stolen. Drobniak, Benedictine with another turnover. They've had a bunch. Driving shot, other end. Up and good. Drobniak, two more. And coach says that's enough. Coach Folsom taking a timeout. And Joseph, so shall we. Coming here at 4 minutes and 28 to go in the opening quarter in Parkville, Missouri. It is the Lady Pirates 12, Benedictine 7.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, Benedictine coming out of the timeout. Coach has got to try to get him focused a little bit because the Lady Ravens in 5 minutes have had 6 turnovers and 6 fouls. So, not a great start. They find themselves trailing by 5. Now on the left side, BC finally able to get rid of it. Down to the baseline, the shot kind of half-heartedly sent at the bucket. No good by Nicole Stork. Back up with it will come the Pirates. Drobniak all the way into the forecourt. Takes it down the left side. Working in front of Josie Weiser. Nicholson, Weiser, Bauman, Rodinghouse, and Stork. So Rodinghouse in the game. We have not seen her play in weeks. She's been recovering from an injury. Three-point shot off the window and good. How about that? Kate Sokolova. And here's the deal. You're going to miss it far enough that you got a chance for it to bounce in. And Benedictine now trailing at 15-7. 3:40 to go in quarter number one. Thompson with it. Going to be Stork. Jumps it over to the right. Back it in, Rodinghouse, no one for her, jumps it over to the baseline, to Josie for three, it's too strong, and the rebound, Sokolova is going to clear it down to the baseline, and here comes Park, up the floor with the basketball, that's Emma Perry. Terry Ritter basketball comes out of Tom Drobnyak, who's not been out of the ballgame. I think the team probably just doesn't function without her. She seems to be that key to the ignition that makes this team run. There's a palm over the basketball. No whistle there. 3 minutes ago in the opening quarter. Wiggins goes left side, gets bumped from behind, and no foul, but she'll put the shot up and in. Wiggins gets her third points of the game. It is now 17. It is 17-7. Benedictine trailing it by double digits at 2:50 to go in the first quarter. Top side with it is going to be Nicholson. Bounces it over. Josie will handle it way out in front of Coach Cooper and the park bench. Bauman goes back to the right side. Josie, skip pass underneath, and hits right into the hands of Stork. She fails to grab the ball. It bounces away from her. Parks bringing it the other way. Wiggins will take it down the right side, lobs it back out on top, and once again, Drobnyak's going to run this Park offense. Lady Ravens staying in a player deep. Now they're going to switch it off, bring it back off on top to Perry. Emma goes to the baseline left. Long three-point shot. Sokolova is going to be missed badly and caught on the fly by Josie. Outlets it up the floor to Stork. Turns it over again. Stork struggling badly. Down the floor with it. Park, Wiggins right side. Blocked by Josie. Call a foul. Weiser picking up the personal foul. It'll be Josie's second. She and Aaliyah Raines each with two fouls and still 2:05 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine is going to bring Lauren Dubert back into the game, and checking in for the Lady Ravens for the first time tonight is going to be 5'9" senior Riley Wade out of Olathe. Wiggins' first of two free throws, rolls around and goes in. So Angel 2 out of 3 at the free throw line with 4 points so far, and Benedictine is now trending by 11. Remember, they won the first matchup between these two teams by 23. Second free throw, also good. It's 19-7. Lady Ravens up the court. Here's going to be Dubert with it. He's out on top. Wade back to the left side. Dubert, she's way out on the elbow. Josie on the top. 4-3. Off the rim. No long rebound. Pulled down by Benedictine. Lady Ravens are going to keep it alive. Dubert directing a little traffic with the left hand. Dribbling with the right. Pulls up her dribble. About 2 steps above the top of the key. In trouble. Needs some help. Skips it over to the left side. Wade will take it. Out on top, it's going to be Josie. Shot clock down to 6. The lob way down low at 4, at 3. They're not going to get a shot off here. No chance, and BC will turn it over. Wade had the ball down to the corner. Kind of got herself trapped down there and was just frozen with the basketball, and Benedictine is going to turn it back over with 1.5 minutes to go in quarter number 1. It has not been their finest quarter. The ball brought in, and Eva Drobnyak out of Serbia up the floor. Kicks it to the right side. Artis back in the game. Feeds underneath. Beautiful backdoor pass. Easy layup, and Josie comes crashing in late. It's going to be a bucket and plus one, Angel Wiggins. And Josie Weiser will have her third foul. We've still got 1:15 to go in the opening quarter. 3 on Weiser, 2 on Reigns. Many players with 1. And Wiggins with an opportunity at the conventional 3-point play. It is up and it is good. Lady Ravens getting trucked right now. They're trailing at 22-7. With now 1:10 to go in the first. Dubert skips it over to the left side. Driving baseline. Wade, shot blocked! And we're going to get a foul called as the shot blocked from behind by Sokolova. It'll be her first foul. And Benedictine coming to the free throw line, checking in up there. That's going to be Riley Wade. Riley looks for her first point tonight. Senior sends it up and in. So Riley is on the board. She's tied with both Kennedy Nicholson and Jennifer Jacobs with 1 point. Second one, got them both. Now Riley Wade only trails Josie Weiser in the scoring column. Josie hitting a 3. She is the Ravens' leading scorer right now. In the last minute of the opening quarter, it is 22-9. Park. Lady Pirates with the ball way up top side. Go to the left, lobs it over to Wiggins. Wiggins goes in the middle, and 3-second violation on Artis. Jacobs will come back in, and BC is going to take Bauman out of the game. Park comes into the game tonight well under 500. They're 10-14 in the season. They are 7-13 in the conference. Probably not making the conference tournament. And yet they have given Benedictine more than they can handle here at the start of this game. Let's see what kind of stuff the Lady Ravens are made of. Can they come back? Here's a three for Kennedy Nicholson off the mark and rebounding it back down. Park, it's going to be stolen back. Rodinghouse out on top. Nicholson going three again. Again is too strong. Rebounded down once more by Park, this time by Artis. And here come the Pirates. Shot clock stopped down to 10. 9 to go in the quarter. 7. Way up topside with a Drobnyak. Goes left. Pulls up. 16-footer. No good. Rebound pulled back down by Park with 1. The shot at the buzzer for 3 is off the mark. And the first quarter has mercifully come to an end. We're taking a break here at Parkville, Missouri. After 1, all Lady Pirates. Park 22, Benedictine 9.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Nice to have you back with us here in the Breakfast Sports Arena on the Park University campus, where the Benedictine Lady Ravens find themselves down by an unlucky 13. It's 22-9 Park. Park is being led in scoring by Ava Drobnyak. How about 9 opening quarter points, including going, 5 of 8 at the free throw line. 8 first quarter free throws for her. Angel Wiggins has 8 points, and she is 4 of 5 at the free throw line. For Benedictine, the leading scorer, Josie Weiser, with 3. Right now, Park has had 13 first quarter free throws. In the opening quarter, 9 of 13 for Park. That's stunning. Benedictine went a 5 for the outside, hitting a 2 of 8 from the floor, 25%. 20% from 3. Ravens are going to put the ball in play. We're underway in the second quarter. Quickly down to the right side with it. Looking into the middle. We're going to get a whistle. We got a foul. And it is going to be an offensive foul against Lauren Dubert. Lauren will have her second foul and Benedict's first second quarter foul. We are 15 seconds in. Park will lob it over to the right side. Angel Wiggins takes it into the corner. A little bit of a head fake. Kate Sokolova cannot shake her defender. Now Wiggins goes left side, drives in, shot up off the window, no, and lots of contact, players on the floor, and we're going to have another foul on Miss Jiraka. It'll be her second and Benedictine's second quarter foul, and we are now 30 seconds in. I'm not sure, and I'm sure that Benedictine SID Josh Pound could tell you quickly how many fouls, what is the most fouls committed by a Benedictine team? It's got to be less than this. Yeah, I could do that. We got Angel Wiggins coming to the free throw line. The first of 2 knocks it right in there. Angel's getting a lot of practice at the free throw line as she scores her 9th point. And is 5 of 6 at the free throw line. One more shot. Up. And she'll get that one also. Park increases its lead. 24-9. So for the second time tonight, they lead by 15. 9:20 to go in the first half. Benedictine right side. That's going to be Wade with the basketball. Miss Jiraka playing up in the high post. Now Dubert over to the left wing. Looks into the middle. Brings it off on top. Wade nearly travels with it. Tries to direct some traffic. Needs some help. Dubert baseline left. 3, no. Rebound underneath Jacobs. It's just going to be taken away from her and stealing the ball. Up the floor with it. It's going to come Drobnyak. Here comes Park. Drobnyak goes right side. Gets there to Sokolova. Long cross-court pass. It's going to be batted away and knocked out of bounds by Riley Wade. Hope you're enjoying Benedictine basketball tonight here on K-Radio, K-A-I-R-F-M. Horton Atchison. Should have waited another 3 seconds, Joseph. I like it spot on. 8:50 to go. Half number one. Lady Ravens treading in a ball game. Park with a 15-point lead and with a basketball. Up on top of this is going to be Liberty native Emma Perry. She's just for a few miles away. Running shot is up and no good. And Jennifer Jacobs will rebound it down. BC full court up outlet pass. Back over to the left side. Nicholson uncontested for three. Will hit it. You leave Kennedy alone like that and she will score. And she could score another 23 like she did the last time these two teams met. It is 24-12. Pirates, 8:20 to play in the second quarter. Jarmiak goes over to the right side, back to the left to Wiggins. Park has made a couple of substitutions in the game, but they have gone very short into the pinch. Oh, a beautiful pass and an uncontested layup from Michaela Arches, her first points of the game. 26-12. BC back down left side. Jacobs starts into the lane. Cut off. Feeds it to the baseline, and it's going to go right through the hands of Kennedy Nicholson and Benedictine turning it over again. So for the Lady Ravens, that will be the 11th turnover of the game. Park is going to bring Tobias Bellman back in. Park's got a real treasure trove of athletes within a stone's throw of their campus because we talked about people like Liberty native Emma Perry a moment ago. Well, you've also got Nevaeh Spillman who just checked into the game. She's at a Liberty North High School, another native of the area here. So in this Kansas City area, tons of good athletes, and Park's been able to bring a few of them in. Of course, they've reached out a little further for some of them, too, going to Serbia and Russia and England. But skip pass down to the baseline is going to be just a little bit too far out in front of and out of the reach of Kirsten Robbins. Kirsten, a 6-foot sophomore, has just come into the game. She's from right up the road at Platte City, Missouri. I went to Platte County High School. 7.5 to go in the first half, and the Ravens pass in the middle. Dubert has a stolen, driving down, coast to coast, running shot. It's up and good, and a one. Dubert running down the court, cuts in front of the person who just stolen the ball. Doesn't get set, but initiates contact, and that was an unnecessary and just not well done play up the court. That is now three fouls on Dubert. And speaking of three, well, here's a chance at a three-point play for Spillman. Neva coming up to the free throw line. It is up. It is good. And Park doing some damage at the stripe. At the free throw line, Park is, what, 12 of 16 now? Brains comes back into the game for Benedictine. Dubert going out with those three fouls. Right side, Miss Uraka. She'll drive in, have the ball just taken out of her hands. And as it's going to be stolen by the little point guard, Ivan Dromniak, the 5'7" junior, just takes it away from the Ravens' 6'3 post, but steps down on the baseline. Nicholson, Wade, Jacobs, Reigns, Mishiraka. That's your BC 5 right now with 7:04 to go in the opening half. Lady Ravens trending in the ballgame. 29-12. It is their largest deficit. Benedictine is going to bring it in, and Jenkins will take it to the free throw line. Gets it back behind her. Out on top. Nicholson goes three, but it won't matter. We're going to have an illegal screen by Jennifer Jacobs. JJ picks up her first foul. Benedictine will have team foul four of the second quarter, while Park has committed no second quarter fouls. And we are now still at 7 minutes to play in the first half. And again, this quarter is going to take a lot of time because Park is going to get a ton of free throws. Just trying to extrapolate a little bit. Park is going to have probably 30 first-half free throws. Here's a baseline jump shot up, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Jacobs. Benedictine coming up the floor with it. Nicholson driving it down the right side, stopping above the three-point line, keeps the dribble alive, hands it back behind her to Reigns. A lay over to the left side. Wade kicks it back to Nicholson. Drives down the left side through three defenders, kicks it off the wood of a two strong, and the rebound is going to be out of bounds, but we will have a foul on the floor. This one will be the first foul of the second quarter for Park. It'll belong to Emma Perry. So Emma picking up her first if you're keeping your scorebook at home. 29-12, Park in front here at their home place with, after today, three games remaining in the conference schedule. Benedictine pretty solidly locked into third place in the conference, and the shot for the baseline, Nicholson, no good. Rebound, Park. Lady Pirates to drive the act, racing up the floor in front of the Benedictine bench, going full tilt, lobs it over to the left side for Wiggins, it's out of her reach. It was thrown more toward the corner than where Wiggins had set herself up. And Benedictine is going to have the ball back in. But first, we're going to get a timeout.
Yeah.
Taking a break, Joseph. 6:09 to go, opening quarter of the ladies' game. It's all Park yet. Pirates 29, Lady Ravens 12.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
With 6:09 to go in the opening half, and the Lady Ravens have a hill to climb. A lot of time yet to make that happen. 29-12 Park, and Kennedy Nicholson brings the ball up court. Kennedy is probably now your one. Yeah, Kennedy's going to go to the one. The feet in the middle, Miss Jiraka. Pivots with the left foot, drives down to the baseline, stops in the block, turns around, fades away, gets it in. How about that? Miss Jiraka's on the board tonight. And it's 29-14. Drobniak down the floor. I'm not sure if she's been off the floor at all yet this evening. Again, I mentioned it earlier, and I'll be saying it, I'm sure, all night. She is just pivotal for this team. Has done a great job. And Benedictine mixing it up a little bit. We're going to see for the first time tonight a zone defense for the Lady Ravens. BC's gone to the 2-3, and after the missed shot on the rebound, we will have a foul, and it is on Drobniak. Very aggressively pursuing the loose basketball, initiating some contact, and she will now come out for the first time. Back in for Park's going to come Emma Perry. So Shelby Perry, Wiggins, Spillman, Robbins. You say, Shelby, who's that? Well, Taylor Shelby is a 5'7 senior from Chino Hills, California for Park. Ravens will feed underneath, and Jacobs passes way out of the reach of Miss Jiraka. Here comes Park with the steal. Baseline jump shot for two. In and out, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Nicholson, and Kennedy will run it the other way. Inside, five to go in the half. All the way to the baseline. Wade feeds in the middle to Jacobs. Loses the handle on it, turns it back over. So Jennifer Jacobs with her fourth turnover this evening. And we've got 4:44 to go in the second quarter. To the left side of the free throw line. The ball in the hands of Spillman. Shot is up off the right side of the rim. It's no good. And the rebound slapped out of bounds by Riley Wade. Pirates are going to have it back in front of the Benedictine bench. Lady Ravens are going to run Nicole Stork back into the game for Jacobs, again, who is struggling a little bit tonight. Jacobs hasn't taken a shot from the floor. One of two at the free throw line and all those turnovers. 4.5 to go in the half. BC trailing by, by 15. Park a little more patient with his possession. Taylor Shelby will feed in. Angel Wiggins, runners, no good. Artis comes down with a rebound, and they're going to call her for a foul. As she was coming down with the board, she just shook a couple of defenders away from her. And they're going to call Artis for her second foul of the game. And she is going to check out here with 4:18 to go in the half. Now, wait a minute. The officials are having a powwow in the middle. They've sent both teams to their respective benches. And I'm not sure just what is going on with them, but we'll let them talk it out. Don't forget the guys' game coming up here on KIT Radio after this one tomorrow night. join Gus and me for Sports Look. Now they're going to come to the video and look for the replay. Think they're trying to decide with that move in the middle by Artis, was it just, you know, freeing up, or were their elbows swinging? Kind of hard to say. Maybe they had a better view of it than with their cameras and where I'm at. There's just so many people around. It was just very difficult to make that out. So it'll be hard to, I think, make a call like that. We'll see what they come up with. Friday night high school hoops, JC and Valley Falls. And then Saturday, once again, it'll be Benedictine to the Ravens. It'll be home for one of the last two home games. So you'll want to get on up to the Nolan Saturday afternoon. Coach is still taking plenty of time while they're doing that. Gonna let you know that there are tons of games going on around the conference tonight. Mount Mercy is at Culver Stockton this evening. Central Methodist traveling to Missouri Valley. It'll be Clark at home with Grandview. Mid-America hosts Baker, and it is Peru State at Graceland. Some of those games are at halftime. One of them is down to a minute to go in the quarter, and this game is by far trailing all of the rest. Mount Mercy is just blowing out Culver Stockton, leading by 22 at halftime. Clark is up on Grandview by 10 at intermission, and Peru State leads Grayson by 6 going to the third quarter. Now the officials rotate in and continue to look at the TV screen. I always wonder, and I talk about this occasionally, but I'm not sure that there's just not, like, maybe music videos that they're watching. I don't know. Could be Andy Griffith, 3 runs. I'm not sure what that is, but they sure look at it for a long time, and seldom, whenever, are all of those deliberations resulting in some kind of a call of some sort. But again, let's see what this crew is going to come up with here with 4 minutes and 18 to go in the half. The official comes over, and now he's going to walk over to head coach Norman Kenneth Cooper Jr. He's having a really heart-to-heart, lengthy conversation with Coach Cooper. But there's been no move to have anything go on, and bottom line is much ado about nothing. I think somebody wrote that once. If they did, they should have used that, maybe in a play. That would be really a good title for a play. Ravens put the ball in play in the backcourt, treading by 15. Clock begins to roll. Ravens begin to run their offense. Down the left side, running shot is going to be up, and it rolls off the rim for Reigns. And a rebound going to be swept away by Artis. Here comes Park to the Benedictine possession. Very brief. The shot going up quickly, and the defensive rebound quickly down to Park. Right side, Wiggins. She'll go three. Doesn't get it. And the rebound on the floor. Finally going to go out of bounds, and it will be off Nicholson. .345 to play in the first half. And Wiggins will put it in front of the Benedictine bench. And the officials having another little confab, and they're trying to decide about the shot clock. They're going to reset it to 20. Not really sure why that happened, but here we go. Pirates in the basketball, left side, Emma Perry. Way out on top to Shelby. The feed into the middle ball is going to be batted away, but slapped back out on top, Perry. Shelby, right side, Wiggins. Starts into the lane, no room. Good defense, Perry. Ravens in that zone. Best to the left side of the block, and does say Missy Rocca kicks the ball with one on the shot clock. They were not going to get a shot off. But with that kick, back to 20, we go on the shot clock, and down to 3:26 to play in the half. Benedictine still down 15. It has been a 14-point first half so far for the Lady Ravens offense. Park will bring it into their offensive baseline. Angel Wiggins into the circle. Comes off on top. Three buried by Emma Perry. Emma Perry picking up her first points of the game, and it's now 20. 32-14, a new leading margin for Park. They are up 18. On the left side is going to be Nicole Stork. Shoots it. It's way off the mark. High off the glass it goes, but misses. Rebound, Miss Uraka. She cannot get to the middle against Artis. Ends up on the floor. Artis eating her up. And now Artis knocks the ball away. Miss Uraka dives on it. Slides across the floor. That is no travel. Ravens are going to maintain possession. Shot clock down to 6. Reigns will drive into the lane. Goes in. Goes up. Shot up. Rolling around. Around and in. The bucket is going to be good by Aaliyah Reigns. It'll be her first points of the second quarter and her fourth of the ball game. Park back down to court. We're at 2.5 to go in the half. Benedict can try to get now 32-16. Underneath the rim, little reverse layup, won't fall. Rebound, Miss Uraka. Here comes Benedictine. Nicholson pushes it up the floor, and her pass was way behind. Reigns, who turns around and reaches out, gets a fingertip on it, but it goes out of play. And BC with another turnover. It'll be their 17th first half turnover. .210 to play in the half as Park will get into the forecourt. Ravens try to trap the ball, and that succeeds in getting an open player underneath, and a mistake by Michaela Artis. She's open on the block, shuffles her feet, just kind of squaring up for the easy, easy layup, turns it over with a travel, a break for the Lady Ravens. 2:06 to go in the half. Kennedy Nicholson out of Eisenhower High School in Goddard, Kansas. Little right-hand dribble. It's a very hard, firm dribble. And you got to understand, Benedictine missing a lot of players right now. Certainly they're missing their starting point guard. Is Allie Kramer is not here tonight. Shot up off the backboard. Won't go for Miss Uraka. But they're also missing a number of players who are on the bench with foul trouble. So the Ravens miss. Park back up the floor with 1.5 to go in the half. Deep into the right corner. Park with the basketball and takes it down there to Nava Spillman. Back out on top. Shelby. Shelby will feed to the free throw line. Accelerating in. Quick first step and a quick move and an easy bucket. It is going to be up and good. And Spillman stretches that lead now to 34-16. Again, Benedict and Tredica by 18 with 1:05 to go in the first half. Brain start to the left side, playing off the screen by Stork, who backs in, turns shot, blocked by Artis. Here come the Lady Pirates. Park down the left side, into the forecourt with Taylor Shelby. In the last minute now of the opening half. Little bounce pass over to Angel Wiggins, kicks it down low to Artis. Comes out on top, around the perimeter, gets a Benedict in 2-3. The kick left, open three, is very wide to the right side of the rebound. Reigns. 40 seconds to go in the half. Reigns down the floor. Looks a little uncomfortable dribbling the ball down. High, high dribble. Goes into the middle, kicks it back on the top. The Nicholson had no shot. Back out, it'll come to Wade. And again, Reigns will spin into the lane. A little double dribble. Shot's going to be blocked to the floor. Knocked out of bounds. Reigns falls down hard. No foul called. And that's got a visible reaction by Coach Folsom as he goes up near midcourt, asking why that was not a foul. 21 seconds left in the half. 12 on the shot clock as Benedict will be putting it into play at their offensive baseline. Kennedy will be bringing it in. Lobs it way out on top. It's knocked out of Jacob's hands. She's able to go back and retrieve it. Now it's some trouble looking for help. Gets it away to Wade. Shot clock at 4, at 3. Wade drives baseline and gets fouled with 2 on the shot clock. Foul is going to be on Angel Wiggins. It will be her first. Team foul 4. And the Lady Ravens, who picked up a ton of fouls early, not had fouls called against them here in the last 5 minutes, basically. Ravens are going to bring it in. 12 seconds to go in the half. Shot clock's off. On the right side, Nicholson drives across, pulls up, 17-footer, nope. Rebound, pulled down by Park, and there's a foul. Probably on Reigns. Waiting for our official to toddle over here to the scorer's table and tell us something. And there we go. Foul is going to be on Aaliyah Reigns. It'll be her third. And Valerie team foul 5. It'll be Park at the free throw line with 3.7. Reigns is going to come out and Michaela Bauman back in for these final few ticks. Artis' first free throw of the night. It's up and good. And Park, 14 of 18 at the free throw line in the first half. This one, no. Rebound. Benedictine's going to pull it down. Now it's going to be lost. They're going to go back and pick it up. Mishandle the ball. Fumble the ball around. It rolls away, and the clock runs out. It's halftime. Could not have come any quicker for the Lady Ravens. We'll be back and summarize them as they head for the locker room. The score here in Parkville. The Lady Pirates, 35. Benedictine Lady Ravens, 16.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
The display cases are overflowing at Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. The disposable section has never been this big. And the alternative section, the kind of products that give you that certain lift, is expanding nearly every week. Your favorite juices are on the shelves. Pod devices are affordable and plentiful. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9. Sundays, 12 noon to 7.
Back with you here in the Freckin' Sports Arena on the Park University campus. The guys' teams are out of the court warming up. Don't forget, we got the men's game. It is scheduled for 7:30. We'll see how that shakes out as that ladies' first half took quite a while. We'll see. But the guys' game will come up at the conclusion of the ladies, and we'll be here to bring it to you. Recap an opening half scoring, first of all, for Park. Only one player made it to double figures. That's Angel Wiggins with 10. Eva Drobniak with 9. It was a 7-point half for Nava Spillman. Then 3 apiece, Emma Perry, Kate Sokolova, and Michaela Artis. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, leading scorer, Kennedy Nicholson and Aaliyah Raines, each with 4. Josie Weiser hit a 3. 2 apiece, Riley Wade and Kyra Mishiraka and Jennifer Jacobs with 1 first half point. And for the Lady Ravens, the good news is second half is going to be better because the first half was not what they wanted it to be. BC hit 5 of 20 shots, 25%, 2 of 9 from outside, 4 of 6 at the free throw line. Park, 10 of 27. They're only 2 of 12 from outside, and that really helped Benedictine. Park did not shoot well from the perimeter. At the free throw line, Park is 13 of 18. And the turnovers, a phenomenal number. Benedictine turned it over 16 times. Park turned it over 7. Off those 16 Raven turnovers, Park scored 16 points. Off the Park 7 turnovers, Benedictine scored 3. Park also has a lead in rebounding, and you can kind of go right down the line. Steals, Park with 10 first half steals, Lady Ravens with 1. Well, that all said, what that means is there's room for improvement and room for a strong second half, and let's see if Benedictine can put together a historic comeback as they are down 19 at halftime. We'll be back and bring you that second half live here on Karen again. The guys' game coming up after that one. But right now, with that halftime score, Park University 35, and Lady Ravens 16. Back we go to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio, where he has prepared for you a delightful halftime.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on this Valentine's Day as we're bringing you college basketball from Park, Missouri, as the Ravens are on the road. We'll be returning to Tomcats and the women's game in just a couple of moments, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. We've got Sports Look coming to you tomorrow night. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. And Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. On Friday night, we return to high school basketball and head out to Effingham as JCN is being hosted by ACCHS. Join us for the girls' game right around 6 p.m. or so, maybe just a little bit later, and the boys should take to the court sometime before 8. Taking a look at Saturday, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you as the Ravens are at Mount Mercy. Join us at high noon for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 2 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the women's basketball scores as I have them.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards Checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletics Conference, we have Peru State leading Graceland at the half, 43-37. It is Clark leading Grandview, 43-33 at the half. Missouri Valley is on top in their matchup with Central Methodist. It's 49-32 at the half. At the start of the half, it is Mount Mercy 33-11. And in this game, Park Ladies are leading the Benedictine Lady Ravens 34-16. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast. And I do want to remind you that, again, coming up tomorrow evening, we're going to have Sports Look. Then on Friday night, we're going to have high school basketball. I am trying to resolve something on my computer now because it doesn't want to click over, but we'll be going to the weather in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Slight chance of rain showers tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 32. Southwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 48 tomorrow, mainly clear. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Slight chance for mixed precipitation changing to all snow. Lows level off around 29. A dusting of snow Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7. It currently feels like 59 out there. We're reading 61 on the thermometer with winds out of the south at 12 miles per hour. Relative humidity 41%. The dew point is 37 degrees Fahrenheit and the barometric pressure is falling at 29.83 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside in just a couple of moments.
Your latest local news, both on the air and online at msenews.net. I'm Brian Hagan, inviting you to stay up to date both on the air and online with MSC Radio News. We start every weekday with a recap of the hottest stories impacting your life at 6 o'clock, then follow that up with major newscasts at 7 and 8. That leads up to our noon hour report. We close out the day with our evening report at 5 o'clock. Late-breaking news is also found online anytime around the clock at msenews.net. We are your only source for local daily news. We are msenews.net.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room? Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty Taco Bravo for just a buck. A la Carrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
When the weather takes a turn for the worse, count on CARE Radio and MSC News to keep you informed. Find up-to-the-minute closings, cancellations, and postponements on our free regional website, mscnews.net. That's mscnews.net.
Welcome back to Parkville, Missouri, where the two ladies' teams are back out of the court warming up, getting set to go to the second half. Joseph, our producer-engineer, halftime news, weather, sports guy, and all-around take care of what needs done guy. Back at the studio, Joseph, appreciate what you do. Thank you. Tom Couch with you here as the two teams are exiting the floor and heading over to their respective benches. Second half about ready to ensue. Games going on around the conference right now. Well, 35-16, Park leading Benedictine here in the ladies' game, but there's another game about like this. 37-19, Mount Mercy leads Culver Stockton in the third quarter. Missouri Valley up 17 on Central Methodist. It's a 16-point lead for Clark over Grandview, and Prairie State a 9-point lead at Graceland. For some reason, we don't have that Mid-America Baker score up, but I can envision what that's probably looking like. Coming out to begin the second half, it looks like these two teams are going to go with their original five. For Park, it'll be Drobniak, Perry, Wiggins, Bowman, and Artis. For Benedictine, it'll be Nicholson, Dubert, Jacobs, Rain, and Nisiraka. We're going to the second half. Park will be putting the ball in play, and with that, we are back underway. Happy to have you along with us here tonight. College basketball on CARE Radio, K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison. Little baseline three right out of the gate is going to be off the mark, and rebounding it down, Nisiraka will pick it up off the floor, and Benedictine bring it the other way. Here comes BC Wade up court with it to Dubert out on top. Remember, some of these Lady Ravens are going to be contending with foul trouble as three on Reigns, three on Dubert. Here's a three-point shot up, won't fall for Dubert. Followed up and in. The bucket by Riley Wade will be her fourth point of the ballgame. The Lady Ravens have scored first in the second half. It is 35-18. That halftime lead, the largest advantage of the game for Park, up 19 points there at halftime, not only 17. Here's Wiggins with the ball, back over to the right side. Park will drive into the middle. Williams shot up a good. 8:55 to go. So we're a minute into the second half, and each team has knocked one in. And we are back to that 37-18, that kind of a margin, 19-point margin. Ravens will have it on the right side to Wade. For BC, you got to understand, you're not going to get it all back at once. But what you got to do is start making a positive impact on that score. Here's Jacobs going down the left side of the lane, and she is going to be fouled. Come to the free throw line, I suspect, for a couple of shots. She will. And Jennifer Jacobs steps up there. 1 point tonight on 1 of 2 at the free throw line. She's 0-for-0 from the floor this evening. And her first free throw here rattles around, and it's good. So Jacobs with her second point of the evening. That foul, by the way, on Parks Drobniak. Second free throw. Perfect. Jennifer Jacobs with three. It's now 35-20. And we're at 8.5 to go in the third quarter. Park will work the perimeter. Benedictine going to come out of the second half in that 2-3 zone. Wade tries to jump pass. Doesn't work for her. Feed goes to the free throw line. Little back door. Drobniak underneath the rim. Has to dribble it back off on top. Goes there to Wiggins. Angel cuts in, puts up a runner, and somehow knocks it down. Not a pretty shot. A little bit out of balance, but she's able to make it work. And a Ravens down with it. Nicholson for three. Got it! Kennedy Nicholson! Her second three of the game. And it's 39-23. Park puts it back out top. Works the outside. Drobniak back over to the right. Emma Perry from just above the block. A little turnaround shot won't go, and Ravens are going to rebound it back down. Up the floor comes Dubert, all the way down the right side, dumps it over to the left to Wade, thinking about the three, then doesn't, comes back out on top. At the free throw line, Jacobs, she'll start to drive in, nothing there, comes out on top to Kennedy. Nicholson on the floor one time, has her pass batted back into her face by Emma Perry, picks it up, lobs it off on top, Nisiraka. Feeds Jacobs, has the ball slapped away, saved by Nicholson, puts up another three that won't go in, and Emma Perry rebounds it down, Park taking it the other way, 7 minutes to go in the third. Drobniak will accelerate, go all the way into the lane, puts up a short runner, no, and an offensive foul on Park. This may be on Arches, it is. It is going to be the third foul tonight on Michaela Artis. It is going to be the second team foul by Park. And now Wade will come out of the ball game and back into the lineup for Benedictine. We are going to see Aaliyah Raines. Raines did not start the second half. Remember, she's got three personal fouls also. Now Raines takes the ball, cuts into the lane, in a little trouble, bounces it off on top. Dubert over to the left. Nicholson for three. Nope. And the rebound is going to be out of bounds off the fingertips of Kyra Mishiraka. Ravens are going to give it back to Park. Now it's 6.5 to go in the third quarter. About every second or third play, we stop for Michaela Artis to tie a shoelace. Those things keep coming undone. Park. They jumped out to a big lead early and have been able to keep it going. There's a near travel, no whistle. Going to the right side, running shot, off the window, and good. Dobniak with 11 and a plus one. Didn't see that whistle right out the gate. Foul is going to be on Jacobs. Jennifer's second. It'll be Benedictine's first third quarter foul. Mishiraka comes out of the game. And back into the lineup is Riley Rottinghouse. Dobniak, boy, she's had a ton of free throws already today, and that one is up and good. She is 6 of 9 at the free throw line already this evening and pushes her team's lead back to 19. It is 42-23. Running shot on the other end is going to be missed by Dubert. Here comes Park. Back to the left side. Park, little seesaw dribble going in the shot. No, and is there a Benedictine foul? They're going to call it down to the baseline. The question that I'm asking myself, and I'm asking myself quite a few of them right now, it's going to be the third foul for Jennifer Jacobs, by the way. She's coming back out of the game. Among the many questions I'm asking myself is, how is Park 10-14 and 7-13 in the conference? Because they're playing much better than that. Free throw here is up and good. And Angel Wiggins, she's also had a lot of free throws tonight. She's, after that one, she's 7 of 8 at the free throw line. Can't get a lot better than that. 8 of 9, hits them both. And Park now goes up by over 20. It is 44-23. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. So the Ravens, who needed to be cutting into the lead, in fact, are finding the lead for Park expanding here in the third quarter. Pass by Raines. She tried to get it down low to Rottinghouse, but the pass was a little too short. Stolen by Park. Wiggins will have it on the left side, goes into the lane, kicks one off the winner, just threw it toward the bucket. It's off the glass and good. And Coach Folsom's on his feet. There are nights when you cannot miss, and an opponent is impossible to beat. Angel Wiggins hits that bucket, and the Ravens are going to take a timeout. Joseph at 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Park running away. It is the Lady Pirates 46, Benedictine 23.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
Coming out of the timeout, the Benedictine Lady Ravens are going to have Nicholson, Dubert, Raines, Rottinghouse, and Stork on the floor. Let's see if they can find their offense. Here's Stork with it out on top. Artis nearly steals it away from her. Busts the three-point ring. Comes back to Nicholson. Plays off the screen. Backs away. Gets it to Raines. She'll just put a three-point shot up. It's an air ball about 2-3 feet wide to the left side. Goes out of bounds on a fly. Back up with it will come Park. 5:20 to go. Not a lot of offense right there. Come down the court and just fire one up. Maybe that's what you've got to do when you're down 23 halfway through the third quarter. They'll swing pass over to the right side. Emma Perry's got it parked. Entrance pass to Artis. Twist, turns, and just backs away. Kisses it off the window and scores another one. Artis and Park now running it up. It is 48-23. All Pirates. The feed in the middle of the Ravens. The shot fails by Rottinghouse. Here come the Pirates in the outlet pass. Too strong. Benedict now down by 25 with 4:50 left. Dubert comes out of the game, and Josie Weiser will make her first appearance in the second half. Remember, Josie also saddled with three personal fouls. Here comes Nicholson. Kennedy swings it over to the right side. Weiser lobs underneath, and she tried to lob that in between three defenders. That did not work very well, and Park steals it away and comes up the floor. Drobniak taking it down the left side, keeps the dribble alive, way out on the elbow, looking in the eyes of Kennedy Nicholson. Top side, Perry back to the right. Artis playing up at the high post now. Angel Wiggins pivots with the right foot. Back over to Artis. Shot clock at a dozen. Drobniak starts into the lane. Changes directions. Goes left. Gets inside Nicholson. Beats her to the hoop and scores it. Drobniak, 14 points. It is now 50-23, and it's a rout with still 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Benedictine now down 27. Inside four to go in the third. Reigns will have it on the right side, between the circles, Stork. Nicholson will take it over to the left side. Little give and go underneath it. Stork couldn't get to the pass. BC will turn it back over. For the Lady Ravens, that will be turnover 19 tonight. Nicholson, Weiser, Reigns, Rottinghouse, and Stork. The Benedictine five on the floor. Parking those home whites with maroon and gold. Benedictine and the traveling black with red and white. Feet over to the left block on the floor at one time. Getting in front of Rottinghouse. The shot goes up. Won't go down for Artis. Weiser rebounds it down. Gets the outlet into the forecourt. Nicholson will take it down the right side. Skips it down low to Rottinghouse. She's between the free or between the right side of the lane and the sideline. Kicks it back. Reigns pulls up and knocks down about a 12-foot jump shot. Aaliyah Reigns up to 6 points now, and it's 50-25, 3 minutes to go in the third. Angel Wiggins right side with it, Park. I don't know if it changed really. I thought maybe they would start taking a little more time and being a little more patient, but when it's going real well, you maybe just keep going with the flow. Here's Wiggins with the left side, shot clock's at 5-4. Wiggins between two defenders. The ball is knocked loose. It's on the floor. And do we have a foul? We do. It's going to be on Angel. So Wiggins will have her second foul tonight. And it will be team foul two in the third quarter for Park. And again, Joseph, I'm just not hearing myself real well here. And I don't know exactly why, but I'm going to make a couple of adjustments. You tell me if that's going to work for us. 2.5 to go in the third quarter, 50-25. Park with the lead. Ravens with the basketball. Here's going to be Reigns with it. Dribbles toward the top. Kicks it up to Dubert, who's back in the game. Dubert will slide right. Player defense has been really good for Park. Dubert now cuts into the lane, dumps it over to Josie. She'll pull up in traffic for three. That is going to be short. And a rebound caught on the fly. Wiggins, she's down the court, 1-on-2. Goes all the way to the rack, now pulls up for the 8-foot jumper and knocks it down. Angel Wiggins, what a game she's having. That is her, 20th point now. Dubert will take it all the way to the rack on the other end, missed the driving layup, and inside 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Benedict and Trenica, 52-25, Park has the basketball. For the second time in the game, Park with a 27-point lead. Baseline three is up and missing. Not a great shot by Kate Sokolova. Kate from Moscow, Russia. The pass underneath. Reigns all alone in the assist to Josie Weiser. 8 points for Aaliyah Reigns. That makes her Benedictine scoring leader. 52-27. 1:20 to go in the third. Second half going along at a much more brisk pace than the first. Maybe the officials had a halftime meeting and said all these fouls are not a great idea. Running shot up and missing. Rebound tipped out. Ravens are going to recover it. Here comes Dubert. Brings it down the middle with a right-hand dribble. Dumps it over to the left. Kicks it back out on top. Rodinghouse will go three. Off the window and hits it from straight away. That shot was way too long. Hits the middle of the square and goes in. And Rodinghouse will have her first points of the game. It is 52-30 in the last minute now of the third quarter. Wiggins to the free throw line. Skips it off on top. Drobniak. And that's going to be batted away. Little jailbreak, Dubert, uncontested, all alone, layup, good. Laura Dubert gets her first point of the game. And the shot clock and game clock are separated by 1 second as we approach the end of the third. 52-32, so the Ravens down now only by 20. It was 27 a moment ago. Here's the three on the other end. It is well short, rebound. Benedictson has it, and then coming down with the ball. I didn't know if she stepped out of bounds before she traveled, but the official at the baseline said she traveled with it, and Dubert gives it back to Park. 12 seconds left in the third. Miss Uraka being summoned and racing into the game.
Also for Benedictus, number 44, Kara Misuraka.
So Miss Uraka into the game for Benedict, and also in is Riley Wade, and the Ravens are going to set up zone. 12 seconds left, final possession of the third quarter for Park. It'll come into Angel. She'll just launch the three. Miss it. Rebound Sokolova. She'll turn around. Baseline two. Miss it. Rebound tipped around. 2 seconds. Pulled down. NBA three at the buzzer. Won't go, and we've come to the end of three. Time out of the court. Three quarters of the ladies' game is in the book. Park. 52. Benedictine. 32.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, we're at Parkville, Missouri. I'm going to have you along with us here on Q Radio this evening as the Lady Pirates have jumped out in front early in this game and are cruising along, leading Benedictine 52-32 going to the fourth quarter. It gives me a great opportunity to remind you, Hamada Wealth Management. Give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. Now write that down. Call Ken, 913-379-8690. With him, you can review your retirement plan. Lady Ravens with 17 wins on the season coming into the game tonight. The magic number we talk about regularly to go to the national tournament is 20. So if Benedictine does not win this game tonight, not saying they won't, but if they don't, they're going to have to win the final three regular season games to get to that 20 number. Benedictine is going to have the ball to begin the second or the fourth quarter, and a quick layup is going to be up and good for Josie. Josie Weiser, 5 points. And the Lady Ravens cut the gap to 52-34. Parkman to basketball comes way up topside. Jobniak. She's been great tonight, 14 points, but a huge night for Angel Wiggins, 20. I'm not sure she's ever scored that many. She'll run here, put that shot up, it won't go. Rebound underneath, and a Benedictine foul is going to be called as Davis Spellman. Made a quick run into the middle, and I think it's going to be on Reigns. 9:20 to go in the ballgame. 52-34, Park out front. And it's not going to be on Reigns. It's going to be on Nicole Stork. Only her first foul of the game, which is one more than points she has so far tonight. The free throw here is up and in. And Spellman collects her 8th point of the game and is 2 of 2 at the line this evening. Second free throw, off the rim once, twice, won't go down. Josie rebounds it down, and Weiser will bring it up the floor. Lady Ravens back on offense. Over to the right side with the basketball. It's going to be Dubert. Comes out on top. Riley Wade. pivoting with the right foot, top of the key, kicks it over to the right elbow, three-point shot, Dubert on his way, good. Lauren Dubert from outside. That'll give her five tonight. And it's 53-37. The ball loose underneath the goal, stolen by Dubert. Benedictine running. Here's Weiser up the floor. Now she'll pull up her dribble, go to Miss Uraka. And what do we have going on here? The official stops the game. And I see Riley Wade over in the corner looking like, I don't know if she had fallen or what. She gets up and kind of rubbing her side a little bit like she'd taken a tumble to the floor. But this, I think, was worried about her. Stopped the game. The Ravens are going to take the inbound. The shot goes up. Dubert missed it. Gets her own rebound. Kicks it to Josie, and we will have a park foul on the floor. Foul is going to be on Angel Wiggins. It'll be her third foul tonight, and it'll be the first fourth quarter foul by the Pirates. Wiggins coming out of the lineup and into the game for Coach Cooper is going to be Taylor Shelby, the 5'7" senior from Chino Hills, California. BC putting it in play at the offensive baseline, and Dubert looking to bring it in, and before the ball comes in, we're going to have another foul by Park. This one is going to be on Neva Spillman. So Neva has three, team foul two for Park. Still 8:42 to go in the game. But for Benedictine, can you come back from down this many in the fourth quarter? Maybe with another foul called underneath. And it's going to be another one on Neva Spillman, her fourth foul. Back-to-back fouls in a span of probably 5 or 6 seconds. And coming to the free throw line for the Lady Ravens is going to be Josie Weiser. Josie hit a three in the opening quarter, nothing in the second, nothing in the third, and has a two, and the first free throw here won't go in. 53-37, Park out front with 8:41 left. Left side of the lane is Miss Uraka. Right side of the lane is going to be Stork. In the backcourt, I've got Dubert and Wade, and Josie Weiser's second free throw is good. Now, do we have a change in the lineup? No. There we go. It is 53-38. Park in front. But suddenly, only by 15, they have led by as many as 27. So the Lady Ravens mounting a bit of a comeback, but time may become an issue. Drobniak feeds in the middle. Artis, little skip pass in the lane. The ball is loose on the floor, and Ravens are going to pick it up. And suddenly, Park beginning to come apart at the seams. BC will drive it down, bring it out on top. Dubert goes three. It is short. And the long rebound, Lauren is going to hustle and save it. Lobs it out on top to Josie. Benedictine is going to run their offense. We've got 8 minutes left. This would be an epic comeback. Wade with the basketball at the free throw line, twisting into the lane, dishes it over, and travels with the basketball. Brandy getting going just a little too fast. Now, shaking her arms as she comes up the floor. She's disappointed in that play. Coach Cooper is disappointed in his team, and he's going to circle the wagons a little bit and take a timeout. Joseph, a break with only 7:51 to play in the ball game tonight, the ladies' game, but the guys' game still coming up. It's Park 53, Benedictine 38.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member of FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
As we return to basketball, the Lady Pirates coming out of the timeout, put the ball in play in the backcourt, and here they come, driving into the lane. The dish over to the right side, Drobniak comes back out on top to Perry. Back again to Iva. Drobniak will swing it over to the left side. Way out on top, shot clock at 10. Drobniak goes down the left side of the lane, reverses direction, spins, shoots, and scores. She's got 16 tonight. That was a big shot for Park. They had not put anything on the board in a while, and now they've been addicted 55-38. 7:17 to go. Little baseline jumper, Dubert, nope. Rebound slapped out. Mishiwaka's going to recover it, save it at the baseline. Get it to Dubert, over to the left. Nicholson looking for a three, can't hit it. And a rebound, Artis had it, lost it. Mishiwaka saves it in the corner. Feeds underneath to Kennedy. Nicholson among the trees is going to have to dribble it out. Goes right, goes three, doesn't get that one. And a rebound, Tyrus. Taylor Shelby pulls it down and gets it over to Drobniak. Here comes Park. With 6:45 to go in the game. Parrish enjoying a 55-38 lead at home here this evening. Back out topside and around to the left, Emma Perry. They work the perimeter against the Lady Ravens zone defense. Now, here's a three left side. Off the window, no good. Rebound in the corner. It's going to be saved down by Nicole Stork. Ravens run it. 6:20 to go. Dubert skips it over to Miss Shiraka. She'll just pull it from eight, miss it. Rebound tipped out, saved by the Pirates and Perry. Park back up the floor with it again. Still a 17-point Park lead. The feed underneath, and there was just nobody there. Jobnik had just sent a rocket pass into the lane, and she was looking in the middle for Michaela Artis, but they were too many players in the lane for her to be able to go through the traffic and get to the basketball, and the Ravens are going to bring it back up the floor. 6 minutes to go. To the left side, Jacobs, who's back in the game. Stops outside the lane, out on top, Josie. Ravens are going to have to be a little more urgent about this offense. A little backdoor pass from Weiser, looking for Jacobs. Pass goes right into the hands of Angel Wiggins. Here comes Park. Wiggins has been red hot, goes into the lane, puts a shot up, draws a foul. Will it be called a shooting foul? It will be. Two shots, and for Josie Weiser, it'll be foul number four tonight. So Josie's the first Lady Raven to pick up the fourth personal foul. Nicholson will come out of the game. Josie's going to stay in. Got Jacobs and Weiser, Mishiwaka, Reigns, and Dubert are the BC five. Free throw, first one, up, rolls around, and then goes away, no good. That is only the second missed free throw by Angel tonight. She's now 8 of 10 at the free throw line. Now 9 of 11. You'll take that line absolutely every night. 56-38 Park. 5.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Ravens will walk it up. Little left-hand dribble by Dubert to bring it across midcourt. Skip pass right side, Rain. Aaliyah, nice first step. Gets baseline, feeds underneath. Jacobs, that's up and in. Jennifer Jacobs gets her first field goal of the game. She'd hit three free throws up until that point for her only points tonight. It is 56-40. Back deep into the right corner with it is going to be Emma Perry. Pass inside, lost. Picked up, Josie drives down, takes a screen, running shot, good and one! Josie Weiser showing that great speed and athleticism, accelerates down the right side. And that was a great job by Jacobs to get down the court with her and literally screen out the only potential defender. That was Kate Sokolova. And Sokolova trying to battle through that, reached across, picks up a foul. And so Josie, a chance at three. That one will not go in. Rebound tipped around, and Artis comes down with the basketball. Park will bring it up the floor. It is 56-42. Pirates, we're inside 5 minutes to play now. Park up 14. Jobniak, you got to go right side. Park working against the Benedictine zone, but they're just going to keep this thing around the outside. They're going to work. Now they're going to go counterclockwise into the lane. Little turnaround shot. Nicely done. And a bucket belongs to Spillman. That is her 10th point of the game. 58-42. Jacobs has it top of the key. Doesn't take the three. Goes right side to Dubert. And Drobniak reaches in, collecting her third foul. Now for the Lady Ravens, here's the deal. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ravens are going to be coming to the free throw line here for the last 4:23. And beginning it's going to be Lauren Dubert. Now, Lauren hasn't shot a free throw yet tonight. It's been okay at the line, 7-10 this evening. First free throw for Lauren is good. And for the Ravens, an opportunity to score with no time elapsing would be huge if they're going to mount this massive comeback. Second free throw, no good. Park boards it down, 52-48. Benedictine down 14 with 4:15 to go. Iva Drobnjak swings it over to the right side, and anticipating that pass, Josie Weiser launches herself, gets a hand on it, deflects it out of bounds. Maybe the Lady Pirates to put it back in play with 17 on the shot clock. 4:10 to go in the game. Here's Drobnjak around the horn to the left side, way out on top to Artis. She's got her toes on the three-point line. Can they go back to the right? Drobnjak goes in. A couple three steps later, throws up an air ball that Josie clears down. And she's going to come up the floor with the basketball. Gets it to Dubert. Benedictine is on offense. 3:49 to go. The lob underneath for Jacobs. It's going to be batted away from her, and Artis comes up with another steal. We're down to 3.5 to go in the ball game. Park with the ball with the 15-point lead. Drobnjak will take it around to the right side. Can't imagine Park shooting anything with less than or more than single digits on the shot clock. Backing in, off the block. The shot is up and short, but it went up with 7 seconds. Rebounding it down is going to be Dubert, coast to coast. Jacobs shoots and gets fouled. Doesn't hit the bucket, but coming to the line for two. Our official meanders over here again, and this foul is going to be on Spillman. I got it for 5, is that right? So Neva Spillman is going to foul out here tonight with 3:14 to go in the evening with 10 points. And coming in off the bench is going to be Kate Sokolova. Checking in for the Pirates also. Back into the game is going to come Angel Wiggins. I'm surprised she hasn't been out there more because she has just been the ignition for the motor on this Park team tonight. 20 points, 21 points for Angel. Free throw up and good for JJ. Half a dozen points, Jacobs. 4 out of 5 at a free throw line. She's hit only one shot from the floor this evening. Second free throw, perfect. It is now 58-45, and we're going to get a timeout. Yes. Raymond's taking a timeout. Joseph, why don't we do it? 3:14 to go in the ladies' game. Again, a reminder that the men's game coming up after this one. So with a timeout on the court, it is Lady Pirates 58, Benedictine 45.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
So here you go. You got Angel Wiggins with 21 points tonight, but the most points scored by any Park player this season is a really, really good night for Emma Perry. Back on the 15th of January against Peru State, Emma Perry scored 22. So opportunity for Angel to eclipse that mark. And matter of fact, it's going to be Angel Wiggins putting the ball in play from deep in the backcourt coming out of the timeout with 3:14 to go. Rams are going to press the basketball. Double team. Drobnjak, who steps in the baseline and travels with it. So Drobnjak is going to turn it over, and the Benedictine inbound press defense did exactly what it was designed to do. And it'll be Dubert putting it in play for the Lady Ravens. 3:11 to go. Benedictine down 13. Dubert will look to bring it in. She wants to bring it on top, and instead is going to have to lob it into Jacobs, who gets fouled immediately by Sokolova. No, it's going to be on Drobnjak. That'll be her fourth foul. and we've talked about it all game long, without Eva Drobniak in a game, Park is a very different team. And she's going to come out with that fourth foul, or that fifth foul. She's going to foul out. So Drobniak is going to foul out. This is going to really affect Park. 3:10 to go in the game. She'll end up with 16. Benedictine at the free throw line, and Jacobs, who is good from there, will hit another one. Suddenly, Benedictine is back to within a dozen, and 3:10 remains to be played. The long look, the free throw, short, rebound, pulled down by Weiser. Josie coming up with the basketball, and she's being bumped and pushed all over the place by Angel. The feed underneath, Miss Yaraka will drive into the lane, lobs it off on top. The ball knocked away from Dubert. Benedictine needing to be patient, but get a good shot. Here's the three up off the window, and no good. And a shot clock violation. As that thing was up, it was wild. It does not draw iron. And Ravens were going to put Rodinghouse into the game, but now Coach Folsom calls her back to the bench and says, no, I don't want you in there now. Again, he wants this defensive group in to guard on the inbound play. And again, it'll be put in play for a park by Angel Wiggins. BC was able to come up with a turnover the last time this happened, but Park will get it up the floor, and Emma Perry will take it on the left side. Gets trapped in a forecourt. We're going to get a foul quickly called on Dubert. For Lauren, it'll be number four. Four fouls, Lauren Dubert. For Benedictine, it'll be team foul three in the fourth quarter. Lady Ravens are going to be shooting free throws for the rest of the game, but we're down now to only 2 minutes and 42 seconds to go. Weiser out of the ball game, and Kennedy Nicholson returns. Kennedy has 7 points, a couple of three-point shots tonight. She is 2 of 9 three-point shooting. Over to the left block, out on top, Perry for three. Boom! What a shot, Emma Perry. That is her second three of the game and her 6 point tonight. 61-46. Ravens out on top. Reigns, left side of the free throw line to Jacobs. Back out, Miss Yaraka. 2:20 to go. Clock rolling in the Ravens standing. Back out topside again. It's going to be Dubert. Steps inside. Out on top. Miss Yaraka goes from 15. It's going to be way short. Gets her own rebound. Feeds it over to Jacobs. Miss Yaraka just passing up shot after shot. Doesn't want to take it. And now Jacobs' shot at the baseline too strong. Rebound Park. With 2 minutes to go in the ball game, Park has the ball up 15. And they are just going to stand up top. Dribbling the ball, trying to run the time off. Taylor Shelby with it. Backing away in front of Kennedy Nicholson. Shelby directs little traffic. Now plays off the screen. Goes all the way to the left. The falling away baseline jump shot for two. No good. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Reigns. Here comes Benedictine. Reigns gets it away to Jacobs. JJ goes in. Draws the foul. No! She travels with it. Getting down court. Kate Sokolova got in front of Jacobs. And Jennifer pulls up the dribble and then found her access to the rim impeded and turns it over with a travel. We're down to a minute and a half to go in the ball game. Running the baseline. She cannot do that. The official says you got to stand there. They're going to let her do it again? No, you can't do that. It'll go to Benedictine. There you go. So Angel Wiggins decided to run the baseline, but had to be putting it in play from the same spot. It went out, and the Ravens are going to get it back in. So BC is going to be awarded the inbound play. Here's the turnaround shot. It's going to be up a good Jacobs for two more. 61-48. But now, at a minute and a half to play, time running out on the Benedictine comeback. Once more, Taylor Shelby holding it up with her heels in the center circle. Looking into the eyes of Lauren Dubert, and all the time the clock is rolling. We're down to a minute 15 to go, 15 on the shot clock. Around to the left side is going to be Shelby. All the way to the baseline. Turns and shoots it. Dubert checking to see if the tempo work is okay. She has run into and that is going to put Taylor Shelby at the free throw line. Taylor hasn't had a lot of time out there tonight. Has not scored a point, has not taken a shot, and her first shot of the night is a free throw that does not go in. 1:08 to play. This is going to be a big win for Park here tonight. Picking up their eighth conference win, second free throw, no good, rebound Benedictine. Here come the Ravens. Dubert down the right side. Goes to the baseline. Feeds across right through the hands of Rain. Comes out on top. There's a minute left. Over to the left side. Dubert for three. Well short. Rebound taken away from Reigns by Wiggins. Here comes Park. Wiggins up the floor. She is one on four and brings it back off on top. Gets it over there to Shelby. And now between the circles, it's going to be Emma Perry. 40 seconds to go. Nicholson defending out near the circle, but again, dribbling the ball and the time just burning down. 10 seconds on the shot clock, half a minute to play. Out on top, Sokolova. Underneath the artist. Underhand shot, no. Gets her own board, pushes it up and in. Artist has been huge tonight. It is 63-48. And player official stopping play, coming over to the scorer's table, and Ravens are going to have it into the backcourt. Shot clock's off. Here comes Benedictine down 15. Hubert picks it up. Skips it over to Miss Uraka, back to Lauren. Little reverse layup is good. Dubert gets a couple there. It is 63-50. Park has to get this across midcourt, and they will, and that's going to do it. Your final score tonight in the ladies' game. The Park Lady Pirates 63, Benedictine 50. And we'll be back to sum it up for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
The display cases are overflowing at Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. The disposable section has never been this big. And the alternative section, the kind of products that give you that certain lift, is expanding nearly every week. Your favorite juices are on the shelves. Pod devices are affordable and plentiful. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9. Sundays, 12 noon to 7.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
A lot of turnovers early in the ball game. A cold shooting in the first half spelled a loss for the Lady Ravens here tonight as Park wins it at home, 63-50. Recapping the scoring for you here tonight for Lady Pirates. What a night for Angel Wiggins. 21 points to lead her team. Iva Drobniak with 16 and double figures also for Nava Spillman with 10. 7 tonight for Michaela Artis, the half a dozen, Emma Perry. And three tonight off the bench. The only bench points tonight for Park. The three by Kate Sokolova. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, they, a lot of players in the scoring column, and only one in double figures is Jennifer Jacobs, had 10 points tonight for BC. Eight each, Lauren Dubert, Josie Weiser, and Aaliyah Raines. Seven tonight for Kennedy Nicholson. It falls into Riley Waits, 4-3 for Riley. Roddy House in her return and for Benedictine starting post tonight, Kyra Misuraca, 2 points this evening on 1 of 5 shooting. Talking about turnovers, turnovers were a problem for BC this evening. 24 turnovers in the ball game. Also, a lot of fouls early, putting Park at the free throw line a lot. That allowed the Pirates to put together a bit of a lead, altered the way they were able to play, and forced Benedictine to play differently in a comeback effort that really kind of worked. BC found themselves trailing by as many as 27 points with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. They were able to cut into that, whittle into that, trim that down, and got it down to as little as a dozen before Park made a late push to take the win. Benedictine, as Park goes to 11-14 of the season and 8-13 of the conference, Benedictine is now 17-8 and 15-6 in conference play. Next up, we'll be with the Ravens Saturday, but more about that later. Right now, the guys' teams are out of the court, and the second half of our College Hoops doubleheader is going to be coming your way before long. It'll be the guys' turn. BC at Park should be a good one. Stick around for it. Again, the final score in the ladies' contest. Park, 63. Benedictine's Lady Ravens, 50. We're going to kick it back to our man, Joseph, at the Care Sports Studio for just a little bit. We'll be back here in the Brecken Sports Arena for the guys' game before you know it.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.